Hey, hey, welcome back to Why You Worried About It podcast, A Journey to a Better You. I am Lindsay Bush, the HR Director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And I'm Susie Arbo, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. We are so happy that you are joining us today. We are kind of all about learning as much as we can about ourselves, about life, about our relationships, just anything that can make us better.
Yes. We're trying to improve every day. I would like to be a better version than yesterday, all the time.
Absolutely. And you know, we've kind of over the last couple of weeks just kind of thought about things that are real that people might be going through, whether it be stress or, you know, negative thoughts that we all have, even just managing our time wisely. We've kind of really tried to keep this just really relevant and what can people use? And I know what can we use, you know, as far as just to make life better. And so that's kind of the whole point of this, wouldn't you say, Linz?
Yep, totally. And I think we are definitely focusing on things that not only we see like through the private practice that people are wanting and kind of craving to improve for their own personal development, but for ourselves. I know that we have our own lives and our own stuff going on. And every single thing that we talk about, I literally think about all the time because it really is so helpful. And I think counseling is amazing if we can, you know, if people can get in and they can do that one-on-one work, but you know, we've talked, it's not for everybody. So these are some great tools and things we can do on our own and in between sessions even, and take away some of these coping skills and things that we're learning and talking about. So I love it. And I'm excited for today's topic. You want to tell everybody what we're going to talk about today?
Yes, I do. It's literally one of probably my favorite thing. I always say this, everything's my favorite thing, but for real, this is something that I just love talking about. It's so near and dear all the time to my heart because, you know, as humans, we have a ton of feelings, right? And I always use the analogy of we are on a roller coaster all the time with our feelings. Sometimes we're feeling like we're up here and we're rocking it and everything's going well and it feels so good. And then literally the next minute, something can happen where, you know, life, an event happens or a relationship, like somebody, you know, hurts you or leaves you out or, you know, makes you feel bad. And all of a sudden you're down here again. And so it's just kind of like this roller coaster. And so, you know, we never want to say like be callous and don't have those feelings and shove it under the rug and just forget that it ever happened. Like we want to be able to experience all of those feelings at any given time. You know, and Lindsay, I know you've got little ones at home and they've got all their feelings too.
Lots of feelings, usually all within 10 minutes. You're going to get them all. Like I've got a teenager right now, she's 13 and she's great kid. But definitely going through the teen years, and my 9-year-old, he might be more of a teen right now than my 13-year-old with his big emotions. That's what we say right now for him is he's got big emotions. So when he loves hard, and when he's upset, he's very upset. And so learning how to help him kind of gauge his emotions. And like you said, it's okay. It's okay. You are allowed to be mad. Mad is an emotion. It's a feeling. That's okay. But how do you react to being mad? How do you treat the people around you when you're mad? And just kind of learning to really gauge yourself and those that, like, if you are teaching little ones or whatever, how to work through those feelings. And it's okay. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry. But what are you going to do, you know, about it? Or why are you worried about it, I guess?
Exactly. And that's kind of where this feeling scale kind of comes in and whatnot. And so we're actually going to do this together with you. And I love to teach this activity. But if you've got a piece of paper beside you, go ahead and get it out, or a little journal or something that you can write with. If you don't have something to write with, that's okay. You can totally still visualize this. But if you imagine just like a blank piece of paper and you start at the very bottom on the left-hand side and you start writing a 1, and then you go above that and you write a 2, 3, 4, all the way to 10 to the top of your sheet. So go ahead and do that right now. So you're starting at the bottom with a 1 on the left-hand side, and then you're working your way all the way to 10. And you can, like I said, use this with literally any feeling. So whether it's anxiety, whether it's anger, whether it is happiness, you know, being overwhelmed, like anything. Okay, so once you have your scale of 1 to 10, Then you're going to draw a line across the whole sheet right at your five. So go ahead and draw that all the way to the other side of your sheet. And five is kind of our dividing number. And so if you can imagine these numbers all represent like an intensity of our feelings. And a one is when you are feeling calm, cool as a fan, just happy, just kind of content with life. Like things are just rolling really well and you're fine. All the way up to a 10. A 10 is like max intensity of feelings, just that you are through the roof, crazy, feeling overwhelmed, just maybe you're yelling, you're stomping around, you're just all up in your feelings, just head it right to the max. That's a 10. And a five is just pretty much in the middle. And kind of why a five is significant on that scale is because if you look above that line, and you can imagine that any time you are at a six, seven, eight, nine, or 10 on that scale of feelings of intensity, that you are using the emotional part of your brain to respond. So literally, like your emotions have taken over and you are not responding, in the way that you would if you were calm. So Lindsay, tell me this before. Have you ever, if you think back to like a fight that you've had with somebody, like a significant other or a child or whatever, just you've been angry and you've been at that 10. Have you ever done or said something that you really didn't mean?
Oh, absolutely. It's almost that knee-jerk reaction, and your emotions take over, and you just say whatever comes to mind. Like you've told us, we have all these thoughts all the time, and we don't need to say them all. And sometimes when you're not thinking or processing correctly, and you'll say it, and then you go, "Oh my gosh!" When you look back and you calm down, why did I say that? Why would I, So absolutely, unfortunately.
That's kind of when we're in that moment of the feelings have taken over, and that's that emotional part of our brain that literally just fires back. I learned a long time ago being a therapist, and I love to joke with my couples, but I'm kind of serious about it when I do couples therapy, is we think a lot of things, but we shouldn't say everything we think.
That's for
Right? We have a
sure.
lot of thoughts, and sometimes we just should not say them. We should keep them to ourselves, right? But anyways, okay, so if you're up at a 10, okay. So if you are now, let's say a day goes by and your feelings kind of calm down and you've had kind of that argument, that fight or whatever with somebody, and then you are at a five or below on that scale, so one, two, three, or four of intensity, you are actually using the logical part of your brain. And you're actually able to like reason and to like see like, oh gosh, this situation isn't that bad, or maybe they really didn't mean it, that kind of stuff. And so you're able to really kind of think through things, and it just makes us feel so much better when we're in our logical part. And so I always encourage people to know, like almost like rate that feeling of like, if you notice yourself getting overwhelmed, or just you notice your heart rate changing. Our heart is actually the first thing that changes when we're emotional. It's usually our heart rate. And so you can go back to that and kind of use that as a gauge to be like, oh gosh, I'm feeling uncomfortable. Then you can literally bring yourself down that scale, like whether it's using the 4-7-8 breathing, whether it's taking a break. There's lots of different little coping skills. We've talked about them on this podcast, even of ways that you can calm down. But know what works for you so that you can get down to a two or a three. A lot of times you can't take yourself all the way down to a one in those moments, but just having something to be able to bring you down is huge. And so, like I said, just knowing what works for you, and it might not work for your best friend or your spouse or something else, but you know what works for you and for using that. Because then when you are in that rational mind, you can move mountains and you can talk through things, you can be productive, you can really feel a whole lot better. So, Lindsay, what's some of your favorite ways to move down that scale? Like when you notice yourself at like an eight, nine, or 10, do you have any little tricks for people?
Definitely. I've been trying to do the breathing more. I catch myself where I'll have to take those big deep breaths in and out through the mouth. And I really like that. I think that makes a big difference because I agree, like, A, you focus on the numbers. So it immediately takes your mind off of what you're doing because you're worried about counting. And then you literally can feel almost like the relief come off your shoulders. The other thing I love about it, and I've used this with my little 9-year-old nugget that has those big emotions right now. I did this with him the other day and middle of a big meltdown, whole thing. And I'm like, okay, remember we talked about these breathing. Let's try it. halfway through, he starts laughing because he can't even take himself serious in that moment. So it's like it completely changed his thoughts, you know, in that moment and stuff. Again, like I said, that giant roller coaster that we're on, within 10 minutes, I get them all with him. But I mean, it literally changed him in that moment to where he was able to calm down and realize, okay, it's really not that serious. And we were able to kind of walk him back a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And even I feel like noticing and then kind of labeling yourself as far as, okay, I'm at an eight right now. This is kind of, and I'll even tell, my significant other sometimes, like nothing good is going to come out of this conversation because I'm feeling really escalated. And let's go ahead and, have this conversation when we're both calm. And that
Yeah,
can really do
table
so.
it. And it makes me think about, when I think about this scale, it's interesting to me because, I mean, I have all sorts of different kind of people in my own personal life, and it makes me realize when people live at an eight all the time, it's crazy to watch how that's why they respond the way they do, or that's why they kind of are quicker to explode. I think about road rage all the time. I'm like, those people driving home, they're living on a nine. They're just waiting to go crazy because they're mad at traffic or they're mad at whatever. But if they were like a two, like me, usually when I'm driving and not paying attention to things and listening and singing my songs, things don't get me as upset. But if I'm like, oh, traffic's gonna be terrible and I hate it, like living at that eight, the second somebody doesn't use a blinker or whatever, I'm gonna, just go over the edge. So it's really interesting to me to see how people choose to kind of live, like where their scale is at just all the time. Where do they idle, I guess, is kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up about the road rage. That was on my heart the other day. I was driving in Olathe, Kansas, and going to Overland Park. And literally, I had a guy that zoomed right in and he was mad because I wasn't going fast enough. He gave me a little signal, you know what I mean? And I was just like, gosh, he's definitely at a 10 and he's definitely feeling it all right now. And I had my choice of how I wanted to respond to that. And I just smiled and waved because I wasn't in a bad mood. I was just cruising along and living life. And I think that kind of goes down to with people, whoever's listening and just even for us too, we always have a choice of how we react to things and how we choose to handle those big feelings. And we have them for a reason, but use them to teach us and learn how to manage them. And that's kind of just, the best thing we can do as humans is learn how to manage our feelings. So,
And
yeah.
we're allowed to have them, and you're going to have triggers. And I have to remind myself of that all the time. It's okay to get mad. It's okay. Sometimes I tell myself that I'm failing if I let something make me upset. And that's not true. I'm allowed to be mad. I'm allowed to have a feeling about something happening. It's how I react to it, how I respond to the situation. And thinking about big things in life, for sure, that stuff will come up. But even just everyday stuff, if you get that email from a coworker or a text that's like, oh my gosh, it's about to send, I know I'm reading this and I'm sitting at an eight. That's when, I mean, I guess I, when you were asking, what do I do to walk myself down? Sometimes I call you, or I'll call another peer and I'll talk it through and say, okay, am I reading this wrong? Or how, what is it? And then I know you've always been teaching us, and I think our company does a great job at it. 24 hours, give it a minute, walk away. You do not have to respond in that moment. You do not have to turn it around. Sometimes there are crisis things, obviously, that you have to deal with, but for the most part, it's okay to walk away from it, get out of that emotional state, let yourself calm down, get more logical, and then usually you come back with a different frame of mind, and you're ready to tackle whatever it is without using that emotional intensity, I guess.
Yeah, I'm so glad you talked about the 24-hour rule. That is something we use all the time. And I just feel like sometimes you'll reword things maybe, in a different way once that time has settled. And I know there's been a lot of times where something the next day did not bother me and it did the first day. And I always am a big believer of, whatever we focus on and give energy to, we give life to. So if like there's something, a problem or somebody that's bothering us, and the more we think about it, the more we give it that energy. And it's okay to have those feelings, but then not to stay stuck in them and to do something that makes you feel better. Whatever that might be, whether it's a song on the radio, whether it's imagine yourself petting your pet, looking through your photos, on your phone or watching a funny YouTube video. There's lots of things that can kind of get you unstuck sometimes too. So I hope that everybody enjoys that feeling scale. Remember this feeling of 1 to 10, 1 being that you're feeling good and feeling calm, and 10 being that you're feeling really emotional. And remember, anything a 5 or above, we are in that emotional part of our brain. Anything a 5 or below, we are using our logic and our rationale part of our brain. So literally learning how to come down that scale when you need to. And that's kind of the name of the game today.
For sure. Be self-aware where you're at on that scale and practice doing things to bring yourself down.
Exactly. So we just want to thank everybody for taking the time today to listen, and hopefully you got something out of this. And no matter how many times they hear it or teach it or learn it from another place, another book, another podcast, it's always such a good reminder of just staying on track and doing our best that we can do.
Yep, that's great. Thank you so much for listening today, and be sure to follow along on Facebook. Follow us. We are Country Crossroads Counseling, and then we always have some great stuff on our website as well, countrycrossroadscounseling.com.
That's right. So, why are you worried about it? A journey to a better you. Thanks for listening.